Hello there. Hi, Hamilton Property Maintenance.
Yes.
I'm calling to speak to the business owner. Say you by chance?
It is.
This is Eric over at Local Splash, by the way. How are you today?
Good, Eric. How about you?
Doing great, sir. Thank you so much for asking. So we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I'm calling because I wanted to speak to you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services in your area.
Okay.
I'm sure that you and your company can handle some more business at this time. Is that right?
It's kind of in a transition period where we've got kind of what we need right now. Always because this is a kind of a side hustle that's turned into a more than that, but not a, quite a, complete.
A full-blown business just yet.
Full-blown, yes, sir, yeah.
Perfect. I hear you. But I mean, I'm sure that, you know, at the end of the day, you are looking to continue to grow and expand to continue running the business. Okay.
Absolutely.
And at this time, are you only taking on residential? What, also commercial work or just residential for now? What's your current target market?
Honestly, both. I do have a mix of both kind of clientele.
Okay. Perfect. And you said that, you know, you just recently branched out on your own, or how long have you been in business now?
I've been doing this for 3 years. It's starting to take traction as of this season.
Congratulations. By the way, the only reason why I asked that is because, you know, I also wanted to know, how are you getting most of your business? Is it mainly by word of mouth?
It is word of mouth, and then I have ventured off into the kind of the advertising / professional websites. I'm on a few, such as, you know, Angie's List, Green Pal, those websites as well, paying for leads and whatnot.
How do you like working with Angie's List, and what's your experience been so far?
It's been good. There's a ton of opportunities, and you can honestly spend as much money as you want. My biggest complaint right now is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with how it operates, so I apologize if I'm giving you something you already know, but, you do have to, so there will be basically an opportunity, and then to obtain that customer's information, you do have to pay for that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then if you don't, you know, obviously it could be a toss up whether you win that business or not. So you could be out that money for no reason.
Right. No, I definitely hear you. And a lot of the customers that are with us now had that same problem with Angie's, you know, and at the end of the day, they're a business directory. They're a third party company to Google. So what they do is they just resell you the leads from Google, but, you know, they kind of put you in a rough situation there because they sell them to you. They sell them to other contractors or competitors in your area. Now, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that they're pretty much the middleman between you and Google. Right. So when you're working directly with Google, which is what we're offering you here today, because we just had this position open up, and a few of the benefits there is that here the customer calls you, not the other way around. And we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So these clients are going to be exclusive to you and to your company only, which I'm sure to you makes much more sense than having to share that same lead with various other contractors. Am I right?
Sure. Right.
And a little bit more about your service area. Is Maryville an area that you do service, or are you more focused in on surrounding areas?
So Maryville is my home base. That's where I'm located, so that is the easiest. I would branch out. I think right now I've kind of got a 30-mile radius, maybe 25 miles to Knoxville, the North City, you know, those kinds of areas, but nothing too crazy right now because I do have a 40-hour plus work week, main job as well.
So what's as far as you'd be willing to go for the right customer, of course? How far would you be willing to go out of your way?
I would probably stick to, you know, what I just said, kind of the Knoxville, Powell, Maryville, Lenore, Seymour, kind of area, so probably that 25-30 mile radius
all around, right? Or in a
specific
direction? All around. Okay, perfect. So in addition to the customers calling you directly here, you don't get charged per customer, per phone call, or per job. Okay. It's unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads. Now, those are just a few of the benefits of working directly with Google. And I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you your name. What is your first name? My name's Eric, by the way.
Yeah, it's Chris.
Pleasure to speak with you today, Chris. So, Chris, right now, is it, I know that you said that, you know, you just recently branched out on your own. So it's just you running the company. You don't have a business partner. It's not you and a crew. You're the sole owner and operator, the Hamilton Property Correct. Maintenance.
Correct.
Okay. So, Chris, let me ask you, because, you know, I do see here that you do qualify for our services. If we could make our service affordable for you and put you up on that first page of Google to have the customers calling you directly to help keep you busy with work and, you know, at the same time, Chris, offer you a better service than what you currently have with Angie's, I mean, I'm sure that, Chris, this is something you'd be willing to consider for your business today. Is that right?
Consider, yeah.
Okay. So, Chris, while me and you were having this conversation, I actually sent a message to my pricing director. His name's Mario. He has better access to the prices than I do. And I wanted to bring him on the line, not just to give you the price to our service, Chris, but if you have any questions or any concerns about our service, we want to get those addressed. And, Chris, if you like what you hear, we can always go from there. Does that sound fair enough to you?
I'm like I mentioned, I do have a full-time job at the moment, and that's where I'm at now. Is there any way to possibly draft up an email or send me that information to where I can look at it and give you guys a call back? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, sure thing, Chris. We'll send that to you via text message, okay? Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.